your first year in office, we had layoffs at Spirit. It's kind of what kicked things off. The pandemic hit, and then this summer, Wichita had protests against police violence. So it kind
it's
of
been a year.
Yeah,
it's been a year.
So of all those things, what would you consider as the most challenging?
Really, the most challenging is probably to synthesize the different issues that we have been going through as a community to build upon each one. So I came into this office thinking that my biggest problem was going to be the layoffs over with Spirit because of the MAX being grounded. And then, you know, the pandemic hit, and that was interesting because there's no blue book for that. I mean, blueprint, right, for that. And as you mentioned, some of the social unrest. So during this this year, we had to attack multiple different targets, right? Like, we have to address our COVID situation, so public health. We have to also ensure that our small businesses and even large businesses can make it through the results of public health orders to keep people healthy. They also have might have a negative effect on some of our businesses. And then we have to protect employees, right? Not just the employer. So we also have to come around and make sure that we have the resources, the programs in place for those who are out of work or have less work now. So all of this was multiple targets that we had attacked with policy, but also a collaboration with community leaders. So and that was kind of our idea, was just face these issues head on and attack all of them. Don't, I guess, let up. And that's what we've done.
It sounds like you're satisfied with what the city's accomplished, but how do you rate the city's pandemic response so far? And looking back, knowing what we know now, is there anything that you would have done different or wish you had had the information to make a different decision?
You know, as far as looking back, you know, it's interesting. I remember when COVID hit, and when I was talking on the phone with the staff over at the governor's office, and we didn't know this is the very beginning of the year. The modeling showed if we did nothing, we would lose hundreds of lives right off the bat that summer. And I remember talking to someone else who was in politics, and he said something about, you know, I'd hate to do all this stuff and then find out nothing happens and we did it for nothing. And thinking back, you know, could we have done it differently? I don't know, because I never anticipated that there'd be pushback against medical doctors, right? Like, I never anticipated the partisan viewpoint that that coronavirus inflicted in some people, right? Like, the same people you would take a loved one to save their life if they were going through a crisis turned also into the same people that those folks might actually not trust when it came to this virus. So I think looking back, I'm not sure if there's more we could have done, but I'm not happy with the results, because, you know, I would have done anything to not have that death toll climb. You know, like, how are we not getting this message out? Like, how are we not doing better when it comes to letting folks know that we want people to stay alive during this?
Like you said, it became a very partisan issue, very divisive, and you received threats against you and your family.
We've had threats, and I would ask my family to go stay with relatives. That's happened to us before. But, you know, it's interesting about Wichitans, right? Like, we might disagree with stuff, but we're all in this together. And I had a protest at my house right after the mask ordinance. And thinking about folks gathering at my house, I was buying fireworks and thinking, like, I got to get back home. I got the anti-protest of me happening at my house, so I got to get home for that. And then thinking about how hot it was and saying, like, you know, I'm going to buy him some water and put it in a cooler or buy some ice and water because it's really hot out. And the effect that had. In that case, when you kind of show that we're together, that this isn't us versus you, I think you get better responses from folks. And so I had some of that, where something that could have been seen as threatening, in the best situations, it turns into dialogue. But this has been a very interesting case where we also, I mean, I think there was a plot to kidnap and kill me that was, you know, a few months ago. And that got some national news. And it's a reminder of what folks are going through during this crisis. Folks are hurting during this time, and I signed up for this, right? Like, so that's the other thing is I'm not looking for a cushy way forward for the next few years. I'm looking to solve problems. And frankly, I'd rather people take this out on me and get upset with me than get upset with some of my nurse friends on Facebook who post a picture about their day with their mask lines on their face and actually get people hating on their page, right? Like, they didn't sign up for that. So I'd rather that be directed at me because, you know, like I said, I signed up for this. I'm the mayor of Wichita, not because it's fun. I'm the mayor of Wichita because I think that I can help get us through some of this. And I will until, yeah, I joke about this, but I'm kind of serious. Like, I will until they finally are successful in either voting me out or assassinating me. So until then, I'm going to keep moving forward in my position as mayor of Wichita. And that's to keep people safe.
Just briefly looking back at the year, do you have any regrets or wish you had done anything differently?
I mean, I'm going to always be looking back in this year wondering what more we could have done to save more lives. Like, what could I have done more to try to stop the spread of this or to support our medical folks or, you know, I don't know. That's what I'm going to be wondering, I guess, moving forward. But, you know, again, we're still in it, right? Like, I can't really ponder that right now. We have an opportunity to save more lives as the vaccine rolls out. I have an opportunity as mayor to utilize my platform to communicate public safety measures so that we can get our economy going again, people back to work, kids back in the classroom. So hopefully moving forward, we can address this, you know, more collaboratively and hopefully save more lives.